We're here on KSOM, and we're looking at the high school volleyball season. Let's take a look at the Griswold Tiger volleyball team. Jody Rizzell, head coach for the Tigers, with us here. And coach, a solid season a year ago, 17-16, but you lose a lot of seniors off of last year's squad, 9 of them, and 5 of them were regular starters, including your top 4 offensive hitters. So how do you feel about your team, which is probably going to be young this year?
Yeah, I mean, we're obviously, going to be gaining some valuable experience this year, but just impressed with, really been impressed with just the positive environment in our gym. The girls just have been working hard and just really embracing just the focus on getting better every day, just improvement, and just really supportive of each other. And I guess the biggest thing I feel like is our strength right now is that girls have just been incredibly open-minded, looking at, you know, different ways to fit all of our strengths together and just a willingness to try new things, try new positions. And that's just been a really positive thing. I'm excited about this year.
Okay, great. Awesome. So take us through some of your offensive players that will assume roles on the outside and you try to get kills from this year.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're still gaining some clarity on, you know, we're still competing and gaining some clarity on some positions, but as far as where all the pieces will be and through our scrimmages this week, we'll continue to try some different options that way. But I think, you know, Kate Tischer will be our only senior this year. So I think she's has been a really good leader for us in the gym so far this preseason, and expect her to be a hitter for us. And then, joining, of course, Erica Palmer, who was in the middle for us last year and had 31 blocks last season. We'll have Amanda Hauser, Addie Gady, Ella Gady, also as hitters for us.
Okay. So you got some options there, and competition will hopefully sort itself out. How about at the center position? I mean, Joey Reynolds was a solid player for you there with 663 assists. So who do you see as inheriting that spot?
Yeah, and I think that's another thing where we're like continuing to improve. We've had just trying to develop a lot of different setters in our gym. I just had pulled 5 or 6 girls out, and they just been some of them who had never set before, and some of them just really embracing just being open-minded. And I think, that remains to be seen whether we do a 5-1 or 6-2. I think we'll just continue to sort that out in the coming week.
Okay, so setter position seems to be wide open coming into the year. How about in the middle, offense down the middle and middle blockers, that type of those positions? What do you see from there?
Yeah, I think Erica Palmer, you know, returning as a middle from last year, she will be there. And I think we have a few other girls that are competing. Ella Gady, Addie Gady, both are capable of playing middle this year. So I think that's the main 3 position people were looking at playing middle.
Okay. And then on the defensive side, do you have a libero this year? And who do you see in the back end to help defensively?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, I think we will have a libero. I'm not sure if they'll be using it as much as we have in the past. I just think we have some really well-rounded players who are able to play all the way around and maybe doing that more than we have in the past. But and there are girls actively competing for that. But I think that'll depend on, you know, where our hitters are at and things like that, what we do with that. So that's, we haven't given the girls a lot of clarity on that yet. So that remains to be seen.
Yeah. What do you see from some of your young players, sophomores, freshmen, you might have to juniors that maybe didn't have as much experience from last year that we haven't talked about? You know, what do you see from some of these players? And obviously you could have a bigger rotation this year than maybe last year just because you have some young players. Is that the way you look at it?
Yeah, I mean, I think we have quite a bit of talent coming in this year. It just not a lot of experience, but I think we have girls who are just really willing to try new things. Returning starters, we have Carson Adams and Amanda Hauser and Erica Palmer from last year. So I think they obviously bring a lot of valuable experience from last season and some leadership onto the court. But they have been open to playing different positions. I know Amanda Hauser was the libero last year. I think that she most likely is going to be hitting and playing front row for us this year. So I think that's a strength for us, that we just have some really versatile players that can play lots of different positions. The challenge with us as a coach is just like putting all those pieces together. So that's what we've been working on.
Yeah. Is that why it's exciting? Maybe because it's almost like a roster reset, you know, and so it's a challenge for you to see maybe this is something you thrive on, is to see which piece fits in which spot. And you see a lot of young talent. It's just a matter of what they're going to do when the matches start.
Yeah. I mean, it is exciting. And especially when the girls have been really just a positive in the way that they've approached the season, that makes it exciting as a coach. And just, yeah, they're just looking at it as a fresh start and just really excited about finding out what they can do. And I would just say, I'm excited about what I see in the gym, and I definitely wouldn't look past us. I know we will be obviously have a probably a big growth curve, you know, as we gain experience at the beginning of the season this year. But I'm excited about what I see in the gym.
So what do you think about the corner conference this year? What's the competition going to be like there?
Yeah, I think we had a lot of seniors just in the conference in general last year. It was a senior heavy class, but the conference is, you know, competitive year in, year out. And I think it will continue to be this year. And, you know, Sydney, Fremont Mills and East Mills all had, you know, pieces of the leadership last year and leading the conference. And I'm sure they will be strong again this year as well. Stanton's always strong. So just looking forward to that week in, week out competition and helping make each other better.
So what do you see as some of the keys for this team to have a successful season?
I think really just keeping that really just supportive, positive atmosphere and really just a focus on getting better every day and being process oriented and then just really gaining confidence as we work together and getting comfortable, I guess, working together. But of course, always, you know, the fundamentals of ball control and serving and being able to run our offense are always, you know, critical things we're working on. But I think the big picture thing is just really gaining that confidence of working together and keeping that supportive, you know, positive environment in the gym.
So what types of things do you look for in your scrimmages? You know, you got one coming up here at Red Oak. You got one this Saturday in Atlantic. What are some of the things you'll be specifically looking at?
I'm just looking for aggressiveness and, you know, willingness to go all out, ball control and, you know, game time decisions as far as, you know, in competition that, you know, it's hard to see in your gym, but when you're going against another team, it's easier to get a grasp on that. And then just having that growth mindset and being able to work together well.
Well, it's exciting times to get back on the court, and you get back on the court for matches that count starting next Tuesday with an opener at home against Southwest Valley. Coach, really appreciate your time, and we'll be talking to you throughout the season and looking forward to following your Tigers. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you for your time.
Yeah, Jody Rizel, head coach for Criswold Volleyball, with us here on KSOM.